As we've learned in this module, there are a lot of external factors that we can work on in your child's sleep space in order to encourage those sleepy vibes. And even though they might seem like very simple changes, we can promise you that optimizing the sleep environment will make the sleep training process easier and help minimize tears and protest. Do keep in mind that wherever your child sleeps should be consistent. Of course, there are always going to be exceptions when you're out and about, but by making sure that where your child falls asleep is where they stay the whole night or the entire duration of a nap, that's going to give your little one a sense of security and also help prevent those pesky cat naps and the frequent night wakeups. Before you move on to Module 4 Day Routines, go to your worksheets now and complete both the questions for Module 3, Lesson 5 and 6 on bed transitions, and the Module 3 summary section.